Here's what's trending now. A Kanawha County man is facing several charges after police say he dragged his ex-girlfriend alongside a vehicle while his young daughter was inside. 51-year-old Joseph Schwab of South Charleston is charged with malicious assault, domestic battery, and child neglect, according to a criminal complaint filed in Kanawha County Magistrate Court. Investigators say the incident happened March 19th on 6th Street in Bell during a custody exchange. Court records say the woman was crouched beside the vehicle, speaking to the child through an open door when Schwab allegedly drove off, holding the child. The woman is recovering from injuries. Schwab is being held at South Central Regional Jail on a $25,000 bail. U.S. Attorney Moore Capito met Monday with leaders and law enforcement in Jackson County, Ripley, and Ravenswood to outline his priorities for the Southern District of West Virginia. Capito said his focus includes cracking down on fraud targeting the elderly and crimes against children, calling child predators among the most serious threats communities face. He noted his office currently has 17 prosecutor vacancies, and officials also talked about drug trafficking with local law enforcement, identifying Akron, Ohio as a source city, supplying drugs into Jackson County. Food truck operators in Huntington can get a head start on the upcoming season with help from the West Virginia State Fire Marshal's Office and Cabell County Health Department. The city will host a food truck inspection event on April 16th between 9 and 2 at the Joseph L. Williams Jr. Fire Station on 9th Avenue in Huntington. No appointment is required. Vendors can complete inspections, review requirements, and get guidance on permits and training all in one place. Fire marshals and health department staff will conduct inspections, while city officials will help with licensing. Anyone planning to operate a food truck in Huntington for the 2026 season is encouraged to attend. Somersville police marked the retirement of two canine officers this week. Nomi and Erna were recognized for their good police work on social media. I'm Jen Austin on News Talk 95.7 and AM 1240. I'm Jen Austin on 97.5 WQBE. I'm Jen Austin for New Life 94.5.